A New Creation. I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to this series on A New Creation, also Quiet Time Coaching episode 514, as well as part 6 in this series. Today, reflecting on our inner image. Have you ever seen yourself on video? The first time I saw myself on film was during a preaching training session, and I was stunned. Did I really stand like that? Was my face contorting like that when I was speaking? And why on earth was I staring at the floor while delivering my lesson? It was eye-opening. However, our internal view of ourselves is much more significant than our outward physical behaviour. Often we carry unhealthy scripts in our minds, oscillating between things like, I'm not good enough, and I'm the centre of the universe, sometimes holding those thoughts almost simultaneously. And as followers of Jesus, it's vital to develop a healthy view of ourselves, because our growth into being this new creation hinges on cooperating with God's transformative process, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians 3:18, where we are being transformed into the same image, that's the image of Christ, from one degree of glory to another. How does this happen if we don't know kind of where we are? Our image of ourselves is both a symptom and a cause of ongoing spiritual formation. It's vital to get a picture on this. So how do we understand our identity more clearly, biblically? What can we say about who we are? Well, a quick few thoughts, and you can read these scriptures more in detail later. Meditate on them, and hopefully they will help you. But firstly, we're made in the image of God. Genesis 1:27, God created humankind in his image. And there's a notable distinction here between humanity and the other creatures. They come from the earth. We are directly created by God. In other words, imbued with immeasurable value. Secondly, we are already accepted as God's beloved. In John 3:16, it illustrates God's profound love for humanity through Jesus, because he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave before we accepted. We are dearly beloved. And Jesus, if he needed reminding of this in Mark 1 and Matthew 17, God speaks his belovedness to his Son, emphasizing his reassurance of Jesus, then surely we need that too. We receive this reassurance by trusting what Jesus said to his followers, for example, in John 15 and verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. You and I are as beloved of Jesus as he is beloved by Father God. To be spiritually healthy means working from a place of acceptance like this, not for acceptance. Do we genuinely believe that nothing we can do can make God love us more or less? It is true that our spiritual condition is marred by flaws. As Martin Luther says, Scripture describes man as curved in upon himself to such an extent that he bends not only physically but also spiritual goods toward himself, seeking himself in all things. Yes, we are flawed, but God does his transformative work in us to straighten us out. James 1, 2-4. These trials we face, that we experience, they are the testing of our faith that produces perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that we may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The work of God needs to be done not so we become lovable, but because he loves us, and so that we can better represent him in this world. So how do we cultivate a healthy, safe self-image? Let me give you a few ideas. Every morning, when you wake up, ask God to give you an awareness of his personal love for you. And try repeating phrases like this throughout the day. I am one in whom Christ dwells and delights. I live in the strong and unshakable kingdom of God. Meditate on Romans 8, 38 to 39. Study Psalm 23. Pray through Psalm 103. And I believe you will discover God's acceptance becoming more of a reality. I hope you found these thoughts helpful. Let me know if you have any thoughts or questions. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Next time. Take care and God bless.